Hello, and welcome to this SearchSecurity.com podcast. I'm Carolyn Gibney. Today, we're going to count down the top five ways to improve performance of a database activity monitoring system. We're joined today by Adrian Lane. Adrian is CTO and security strategist with research and consulting firm Securosis. Thanks for being here today, Adrian.
Carolyn, thanks for having me.
Before we get started, I want to mention that this podcast is part of our SearchSecurity.com Security School, which you can visit at any time by navigating to SearchSecurity.com/Security School. Adrian, let's set the stage before we begin the countdown. For those who are still learning about DAM, tell us why DAM optimization is so important at an early stage in any DAM project.
Well, it's really important to understand what you're trying to accomplish. And with database activity monitoring, it's seldom the database administrator that wants the research reports or the actual alerts. It's security, it's the application development team, it's the operations team. So you really have to understand what each one of those groups is trying to get out of this investment prior to the deployment so that you can understand what you need to actually implement.
Well, let's start the countdown. Tip number five to improve DAM performance, deploy out of band. Adrian, what does that mean, and why is that important?
Well, what it means is don't deploy it in line with your database server right off the bat. A lot of the companies who offer database activity monitoring technology offer the ability to block unwanted queries, types of SQL injection attack, malicious queries, or just stuff that doesn't make sense or might harm the database. And we find a lot of the marketing from the big vendors is a little bit confusing. And so the customers tend to deploy it in line with their database itself, and that can actually hamper performance, certainly at the beginning and the outset. And what you really want to do is you want to deploy out of band, meaning you want to monitor database traffic and see what's actually going on first and profile it, and then slowly implement some of your policies prior to putting it in line or trying to block. Because when you put the database activity monitor in line, it adds additional latency, and it can potentially block, database queries or transactions that are legitimate. If you want to take some time to understand what your policies are really going to be, what you really want to block, what you really want to allow through, make sure that your false positive rates aren't too high before you try to deploy in band. And so this might actually take, for a smaller company with just a handful of databases, this might actually take 6 months. For larger enterprise customers, some of them have taken a year or never actually deployed in band.
Continuing on, item number four in our countdown of the top five ways to improve DAM performance, local servers, local processing. Adrian, does that mean that using the cloud isn't a good idea?
Well, you can use the cloud, but your virtual appliance may not be anywhere near your actual database. And your virtual network may not even allow your virtual database activity monitor to see that database. But that's not really quite what I mean by local servers, local processing. With every database activity monitoring solution, you have the ability of deploying multiple appliances. And the reason for this is that you might have one very large database that you want to monitor for the use of sensitive information. You may want to track database administrators. But you may have 50 or 60 other databases that you just need to see failed logins or something like that. And so network monitoring on those other systems might be fine. But for the larger installations, you're going to need to have dedicated either a virtual machine or a real machine to be able to monitor that database. And it's important from a sizing and capacity planning standpoint to understand what a database activity monitor is. If you look at what a database does, it takes queries, it processes queries, it may generate reports or trigger on certain events to be able to create alerts or to run automated jobs. A database activity monitor is really no different than that. It collects queries, it analyzes those queries according to policy, it generates reports, it creates alerts, and it stores data for a period of time for forensic analysis. Why it's important to understand that is that if your database is processing 5 million transactions an hour, that means your database activity monitoring system is processing 5 million transactions an hour. And you need to size that database monitoring solution accordingly. So if a vendor tells you that there's the little 1U, 2 processor box is going to handle your 64 processor database, they're probably lying to you. And so what you're going to need to do is make sure that you have local resources or dedicated resources for that, for those large server installations, and then you can distribute the other type of either virtual appliances or appliances, and then collect all the information within a central repository. And so you need to plan accordingly. You need to make sure that that database monitor is sized in accordance with the database it's monitoring.
Moving on with the countdown of the top 5 ways to improve DAM performance, number 3, implement better and fewer policies. Now, Adrian, that's a good practice for many network security systems as well, but why is it also important for DAM success?
Well, the database monitor is going to monitor every single query that comes through. That means the more policies you have, the more that you're actually, work that you're actually having to do. So if you go from 30 policies to 60, you have, in essence, doubled your overhead. So from a performance standpoint, you want to optimize the type of policies you're implementing. You want to be able to capture just the things that you need for regulatory compliance or for security, if you at all can. This really is it's almost a one-to-one performance hit when you start implementing additional policies. And so if you look very carefully at the requirements and remove policies that you may not need, and it might be nice to have, but they're not fundamentally helping with security or compliance, you might want to consider removing them altogether if you can. If performance is an issue and you're having to meet, as I said before, you know, very large throughput and processing requirements from the database, selective policy deployment is really key into meeting the performance and scalability of the database monitoring system.
Okay, we're getting close to the top of the list. Item number 2 on our countdown of the top 5 ways to improve DAM performance: filter unwanted events. Adrian, is there any easy way to do this without a lot of trial and error?
Only understand the technologies that you have at your disposal. And so I guess that's a way of saying, no, not really. You really need to understand what is the data you're collecting. So this is the opposite side of the policies. If the policies are doing the heavy lifting, the data that you're sending to the database activity monitor is literally all has to be processed. So the more that you can filter, the less work the database monitor has to do. Now, some companies want to collect for forensic auditing every single SQL statement that hits that database. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But understand that all of those SQL statements that come through are going to get processed. So I recommend filtering when you can. This is important, especially if you're going to be using the native auditing features within the database, because they create all sorts of event notifications for data manipulation languages or administrative queries that may not have anything to do with your security policy. And so if you can filter out some of those events either by tuning the audit to not include them within the audit trail, or by tuning your memory scanner to only look for certain types of events, that can really help cut down on the overall burden. It reduces the network traffic, and it reduces the overall processing the database monitor has to do.
So here we are. We've reached the top of the list. The number 1 tip for improving DAM performance is careful data collection choices. Reduce use of native features for audit, tracing, and system tables. So tell us what that means in practical terms and why it's the most important on this list.
Well, it's the most important because it has the biggest impact in performance, not only on the database activity monitor, but also on the target database itself. So a lot of people don't know this, but there are probably more than a dozen ways to collect system events and SQL queries from a database. We have native tracing features, we have triggers, we have audit systems, we have transaction logs, we have system tables, we have network protocol stack monitors, we have network flow traffic monitors, and all of these choices give us different views of the data. Some are very good at capturing SQL activity, others are very good at representing the state of the database itself. Some focus on general user and application activity for security. Others are much better for compliance and compliance auditing. And so by choosing the one that's right for you, you almost help yourself with the filtering. You help yourself find the right events. And this is important for databases that are subject to both security and compliance. for things like PCI, that any one data collection source may not be enough information. So I find customers who have rigorous requirements often taking both the audit trail and collecting the console activity, taking them back to the database activity monitor and doing correlation on them just to get the enough information to produce the reports they need. So if you can find a way or a specific feature within the data collection choices at your disposal that are provided by your vendor, you should be able to reduce the amount of information you need to collect. You can reduce the amount of tracing and auditing demands that you put on that database. And by and large, you're helping both the monitor as well as the database itself.
All right. Well, Adrian, as we wrap things up, as a bonus tip, you recommend pursuing advanced feature usage. Would you mind telling us a little bit about some of these cutting-edge features?
Well, I do recommend using them because sometimes a single advanced feature can take the place of three or four other policies, but they need to be used with caution. So what do I mean by advanced features? I had mentioned correlation before, the ability to take not only events from multiple databases and correlate them together, including different database types, but also different event streams from a single database. Other types of advanced features are behavioral monitoring, where we create a profile of what normal activity is, and then we alert or report on anything that's suspicious or outside of our normal type of activity. Virtual patching and blocking. This is where we're actually monitoring traffic in near real time. Anything that violates our policies, we're stopping it so there's no damage done to the database. And then there's types of content analysis that we see as well. And we're actually going in looking for credit card numbers dynamically, looking for Social Security numbers either inbound or outbound, and attempting to force policy. We might even be doing dynamic masking and doing content altering as information comes out of the database. The problem with all of these is that they are much heavier in overhead than traditional types of policies that just look at attributes like who, time of day, what application, and those sorts of things. So these policies like behavioral monitoring is actually going to capture activity for a window of time, build that policy, and then do the comparison between the activity that it knows and what it finds dynamically. And that's quite a bit of burden on the database activity monitor. Similar to the content analysis, to be able to look heuristically or through regular expression patterns, it takes quite a bit of processing overhead to do that. So I do recommend the advanced feature uses because, as I said, one policy may not knock off three, four, or five traditional policies, but you got to be real careful about how you deploy them, which databases you deploy them on.
Okay, let's recap our list of the top five ways to improve performance of database activity monitoring systems. Number five, deploy out of band. Number four, local servers, local processing. Number three, implement better and fewer policies. Number two, filter unwanted events. And number one, make good data collection choices. Adrian Lane of Securosis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks again for having me.
And remember, for more materials from this lesson or from any of our security schools, visit searchsecurity.com/securityschool. You can also listen to more of our podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Carolyn Gibney. Have a great day.